You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. The last government shutdown 5 years ago cost the U.S. economy an estimated $20 billion, according to Moody's analytics. So you'd think the markets would be a bit on edge right about now, or maybe not. Marketplace's Sabri Benachour joins me from our studios in New York. Hi, Sabri.
Hi, Amy.
So what impact do you suppose this could have on the markets?
Not a big one. I didn't come across anyone who thought this would have a serious impact. One of the people I call up when I have questions about this is Marilyn Cohen. She's president of Envision Capital. She manages bond investments.
There'll be a lot of rhetoric, and it'll be amped up over the weekend, but everybody just needs to stay calm because it's going to be a non-event.
So nothing to see here, folks. Move on along.
I guess I find that a little bit surprising. Why do you think investors don't care if the government shuts down?
It is a little surprising at first. It really is. But, you know, when you think about it, equity markets, for example, they're in a very good place right now. There's strong growth. They're seeing strong earnings. There's big corporate tax cut. These are reality-based numbers, not headlines. And markets, given that, are not really into feeling a buzzkill right now. Bond markets, you know, they're focused on expected growth, government borrowing, some inflation down the road. Not anything to do with the government shutting down. This is one reason why Marilyn Cohen is saying this whole thing is a big nothing burger for markets.
There's been a huge sea change in sentiment, not only consumer confidence, but industrial production. The animal spirits have been unleashed in this economy.
And you got to ask, what levers does a short-term government shutdown touch in the economy? So, you know, a government shutdown does not mean that all the things the government does stop. The military would keep fighting. The Social Security checks would still go out. What it does mean is that non-essential workers don't go to work and don't get paid. Parks would close. Small business loan offices would close. Passport offices would close. But they reopen, and the workers usually get paid retroactively later on when the government is functioning again. So a shutdown for that particular reason, according to Goldman Sachs, could shave off 0.2% of GDP growth for the quarter for every week it goes on. But that would be reversed later when the checks go out. So markets are kind of basically markets are just saying, yeah, whatever.
So eventually the government will pay its workers. It will continue to pay its bills.
Yeah.
As we say, the markets aren't the economy. I guess neither is the government, right?
That's true. But also this shutdown isn't connected to some of the more serious functions of government. So it's not connected, for example, to the debt ceiling. There's no question right now of whether the government can pay its bills or its debts to investors. So those investors, like in the bond market, they're not worried about being repaid.
And there have been shutdowns in the past. The most recent I remember was 2013. There were shutdowns in 1995 and 96. Oh, my God, I remember trying to get a passport when that was going on. Do the markets always kind of shrug this off?
Yeah, I asked someone who's done some analysis of that. John Vallis is with State Street Global Markets.
We've gone back to the 1980s when there have been brief shutdowns, and there's really no pattern. And in fact, many times markets rally.
So it just really depends. And he was telling me that, you know, it might seem strange that markets have not been swinging wildly, not just over this, but frankly, over all of the dramatic headlines we have seen over the past year. But it's not really that surprising, he says.
You know, there's a long history of this. I mean, if you go back to the first Gulf War when Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, or the Clinton impeachment, so forth, these things don't seem to affect markets because they're so hard to predict. They're very hard to price because we don't know what the outcomes will be.
And that said, you know, there may be, some more volatility in markets that comes out of this. You know, people might just stop and say, well, I've been meaning to take some profits, might as well sell a few things now. So you might see some small moves. But again, I'm not hearing from anyone that anyone thinks anything major is going to happen.
All right. Sabri Benachour, Marketplace correspondent in New York. Thank you.
You're very welcome.